This is 307 Net Info, connecting community.
Progress we've made since our last public meeting, what we've gotten done, and then where we're going from here. So we've been working in phase four of our project. That is the area from Fort Street to Parmalee Street is the phase four area there in downtown. And we've been working primarily in that downtown area from Fort to Angus on the east side of the road. And we're, depending on how you look at the schedule, anywhere from 5 to 8 days ahead right now. They've been doing a great job making progress, getting things done. We've been solving a lot of issues that we run into in the field out there, collaboratively with our contractors, and that's going very well. We're almost done on that east side of the road, just north of Angus Street there. Got a couple more concrete pours to finish up some sidewalk that will occur there. And then next week you will see the contractor working on the west side of Main Street in the same area.
So are you going to go, you go one direction east and then you cross the street and you go, you double back on yourself west?
Yes, so we've worked south from Fort Street down to Angus, and then we've had, there's a little bit of a weird transition as we get to the end, and that's where people have been driving through this S-curve that we have now, where one of our contractors doing the utility work has moved over to the west side to finish some things up that they started on the east side, and then our concrete subcontractor who's doing the curb and gutter and the sidewalk repairs, they had to stay on the east side to finish all that up. And that, they're going to complete that. We're hoping the last pours will be tomorrow. And then on Monday, everything on the east side of the road, sidewalk and curb and gutter wise, will be complete. There's a couple of smaller items to come back and finish up later, but nothing significant. And then all those contractor pours will be on the west side of the road, and then starting on the south side by Angus, working their way north towards 4th Street. Is what you should start seeing next week. And so all the traffic will be on the east side of the road, and that will be very similar to what we've been doing. There will be two-way traffic on the non-working hours from 7 p.m. to 7 a.m., and then when they're actually out there working, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., it'll be closed down to one-way alternating with flaggers.
And that's Monday through Saturday, isn't it? Because you also take that extra day in the weekend to keep moving things forward.
If they work Saturday, yes, they actually have not had to do any Saturday work. We've made all of this progress without any Saturday work at this point. And so they're doing very well out there, keeping things going.
So is there anything that people should be aware of other than, I assume that you would like them to expect the same kind of intermittent closures, detours, redirects, and rough surfaces? Is there anything else big that is coming up that maybe people should be considering?
Also on Monday, we're going to start with some work north of Fort Street. So there's some concrete pavement just outside of the Bonds Brewery building. That is where the city is starting their waterline replacement project. And so you're going to see, could be Friday evening, actually, Friday afternoon, contractors out there controlling the intersection with flaggers and cutting the concrete in preparation for removing it on Monday. Monday next week, you will very likely see contractors out there starting that waterline replacement work. There's also some water service work and some sewer service work in those areas that will be occurring at the same time, and some storm sewer inlets and replacements, a couple fire hydrants and things like that. And so you'll see them starting on the east side of Main Street, north of Fort, next week also. And then in our phase, that's in our phase five. In our phase four, you will see Fetterman get closed from Main Street to the first alley for the contractor to work in that area. They're going to be replacing the double gutter, which is where the Fetterman Street runs into Main Street. And then also Angus on the west side. You'll see that get closed for a little bit. If you've seen the little bump outs that we're doing in the curb and gutter, hopefully you guys like those. We're going to be doing a couple more of those on the west side now. And then they'll be working all that concrete work, sidewalk replacements, all that stuff, working north towards 4th.
And then the final piece is to put down the road surface.
Yes.
When do you envisage that happening? That's obviously something that people care very much about.
Yes. So the pulverizing work, that same process, that full depth reclamation process that we did in other areas of the project, is the same thing we're doing here. That is scheduled to start April 21st. Everything else, the sidewalk and curb and gutter, all that work should be done at that point. And then after they complete the pulverizing, they're hoping to start paving May 5th. And then the goal would be to be done paving and have this whole section there in phase 4 open and publicly accessible for traffic and pedestrians, hopefully the week before Memorial Day.
And phase 4, for people who are not looking at the map, is that central downtown area?
Yes.
It's where we like to stop and shop and, yes, and eat and so on, and is critical to businesses.
Yes.
Okay.
And that's why we're pushing so hard to get done as quickly as possible before the tourists start coming.
Okay. And then the other phases, because the north end and the south end on each side of that phase 4, they are going to follow on later. When is the completion date for that?
So phase 5, they're scheduled to be done by late September.
And that's the south end.
And phase 5 is actually the north
end. The north
end.
Thank you.
We got a little weird with them when we played them out. And some of the work in phase 1 is actually completed. So that work on the very south end of Buffalo under I-25 coming to the bypass road, that work's already done. From the bypass road north a little bit, they completed also, but basically from Parmalee Street back to the bypass where they tie into what they finish, that work will occur when school is not in session. We phase that out specifically to occur when school's not going on because of high school and teenagers driving through construction zones didn't sound like a good idea. So we're trying to minimize that as much as we can. And that is going to be some pretty significant work that you'll run into. We got a little bit of work done there over the spring break time when kids weren't in there. They got a new flashing beacon system up for the school speed zone. And all that work got completed. And then the next big thing you're going to see in that phase one area is the Cemetery Creek box culvert replacement. So there are going to be some dirt detours in and around that area for the contractor to remove half the culvert. They'll put new culvert in. They'll realign the road to the other side. And then they'll replace the other half of the culvert. So there's going to be significant impacts there that you'll see, which is why we wanted that to occur when school is not in session.
Well, thank you. And is there anything else that you would like the public, and particularly drivers, to know about in this project that's coming up, or that you would particularly like to raise to them?
I would just ask them to continue being patient with the crews that are out there, especially the flaggers and the traffic control guys and gals. They have been doing an excellent job trying to get people through the traffic zone where we have work going on as quickly as possible. And I know nobody likes sitting in traffic and waiting for that flagger, especially when I'm just going right there. I can see where I'm going. But we really appreciate when people just slow down, patient, follow their directions. They want to get you through as quickly as possible also. And so that would be just pay attention to that and follow their directions. And that's all we ask. And I think it's going very well.
Okay. Well, thank you very much indeed for the update and the overview. I'm sure you're as keen as anybody to see this project completed. And there's still quite a long way to go, but thank you very much.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
This is 307 Net Info, connecting community.